Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This morning, we focus on UAlbany's Purple Pantry, an on-campus food pantry. To tell us more, we welcome Sally D'Alessandro. Is that right?
Very nicely done.
Well, I think I got it by luck, but thank you. Director of Student Care Services, all capitalized. LaGrumsey is Associate Director of Off-Campus Student Services. Both are in the Dean of Student Services. So, Dean of Student.
That's correct.
Office, right?
Yes.
So, welcome. Good morning. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning.
Very nice to have you both here. How long has this particular, the UAlbany Purple Pantry been on campus and a part of the culture of UAlbany?
Joe, we actually just opened our on-campus pantry on May 29th. We did a soft opening in the summer so that we could get our act together for the fall. And I'm going to let Luke talk about our partnership with St. Vincent's Food Pantry because he really spearheaded that partnership back in 2015.
So if I can just back up just a little bit and whoever wants to feel this one, but of why you felt there was a need to do this.
Food insecurity on college campuses is new to some folks. It's not new to us. It's definitely been something that's been on our radar for at least 5 years. National studies put college student food insecurity at about 50%. Our studies at UAlbany, we surveyed 1,800 students, and they are students who do not have to purchase a meal plan. So these are folks living on their own, either in the community or in our on-campus apartments, and they came in at 30% of food insecurity, meaning that they are skipping meals because they lack the financial resources to buy them on a regular basis and might even be losing weight on a regular basis due to their inability to purchase food.
All right. So, Luke, I'm going to turn it over to you as to how you got this ball rolling.
Yeah, so about, as Sally had mentioned, 5 years ago, we really started a really robust partnership with an off-campus community-based pantry, the St. Vincent's Pantry, located at 984 Madison Ave in the city of Albany. And in exchange for providing them with some volunteers, doing some food drives on campus and providing that food to them, et cetera, they really opened their doors to our students, faculty, and staff. And then we started referring individuals that might be food insecure to them on a pretty regular basis. Over the years, we noticed that the number of students that were visiting the pantry was climbing. And many of the students were reporting to us that the hours that St. Vincent's was open just wasn't compatible with their course schedules. And so what we decided to do was create a delivery and distribution mechanism to our main campus. So we were taking volunteers to the pantry. Students were able to order their food online, and we would bring it back to the main campus. Over the last year, again, those numbers were climbing, and so we decided that we had to start looking for external funds to create an on-campus pantry. And thankfully, through the Association of Public Land Grant Universities, we were able to get a $50,000 award to open our on-campus pantry, which is now in operation.
How do the students ultimately find out about it and come to you? How are they directed to your services?
Sure. So through our vice president's office in the Division of Student Affairs, an email blast was sent out to our entire campus community. And I would note that the pantry is not just open to students, but also all of our faculty and staff. And each time a person comes to the pantry, they're going to receive up to 4 days' worth of food, and not just for themselves, but also for their entire family or the people that are living with them in their household, which includes their children, their spouses, partners, etc.
I know one of the things that has come up over the last few years that that tuition is free at some state campuses for certain students that meet that threshold. Does that figure into this? I mean, how does that figure into what is going on here and the necessity for the pantry?
Sure. You're talking about the Excelsior Scholarship,
correct,
which is a fabulous program, but it's really aimed at middle class families who might not otherwise be eligible for any sort of aid. So the way Excelsior works is the money comes in for tuition only, no fees. And that money, first you have to use up any financial aid that you might have. before Excelsior kicks in. So it's great for our middle class families. It's a huge help to get to help them pay tuition. It doesn't cover any cost of living expenses. And really, the folks that we're seeing in our food pantry are some of our most financially strapped students. The University of Albany's demographic has really changed a lot in the last several years. We have about 30% of our students are first-generation college students, first in their families to attend college. We have over 2,000 of our undergraduates whose families make less than $25,000 a year, which was a pretty startling statistic to me. We're seeing more and more students from low-income backgrounds coming to college, which is great because that's a way up and out of those financial challenges. But they're really struggling here because even with these financial aid programs we have, there's still a gap between what they have coming in aid and what it costs to actually go to college and to live.
So the upcoming semester and students, now the program being fully implemented by fall, as we say, 2 weeks before school starts?
Yes.
I mean, think of the fall, but it's like in 2 weeks. Of what services will be available to those students?
Sure. So the Purple Pantry is part of a broader needs-based initiative that Sally oversees in Student Care Services. But at the Purple Pantry specifically, right now we're offering non-perishables and toiletries. So that includes a range of different types of food, including grains, proteins, canned fruits and vegetables, prepackaged meals and soups, miscellaneous items, including salad dressing, jellies, things along those lines, and toiletries. We're hoping to expand that, Joe, at some point in the next year to include fresh fruits and vegetables, as well as meat, fish, and dairy, once we get some additional funding. And then additionally, there is the clothing closet, which I'll let Sally talk a little bit more about.
So yeah. Clothes are part of it as well.
Yes, we have a professional clothing closet. So for students who need to attend job fairs or job interviews, they don't have to bear the cost of suiting themselves up, which, as we all know, can sometimes cost hundreds of dollars to get a nice suit. Community members donated beautiful things, and our students are absolutely loving that. So it's working great.
Is it? This is something I assume that you're seeing in campuses across the country.
Absolutely. It is something that is, I think, especially our public institutions are struggling because they generally serve lower income students.
Right.
Yeah, it is a widespread issue. As I said earlier, 50% are what some of the national studies put college student food insecurity at.
So not a new issue and something that's been around a long time and one that now is being addressed. I'm interested in the idea of I know when we do a lot with food pantries of the Capital District, and mm-hmm. We always talk about stigma. Is that something that you have to address as well with students?
It's certainly something that we've kept top of mind, but our students, from what we have seen thus far, our students are coming there with bells on. They don't seem to feel stigmatized by it. We've centrally
located.
Yeah, it's absolutely great. We've centrally located the pantry in our campus center, though it is tucked away a bit on the third floor. But students knew of this as before we even announced that we were going to do it. The rumor mill was running rampant, and students were asking us when's it going to open. So we knew that the need was there, and we're also providing referral services to any other needs that students may have. We're a field site for the social welfare program, so we'll have master's level students in the social welfare program who will connect with students and see if there are other needs that can be met. We're going to have people from Hunger Solutions New York and the WIC program come in and screen any patrons of the pantry, whether they're students, faculty, or staff, to see if they can be served through those programs. Our understanding is a lot of dollars are left on the table through the SNAP program, what people know as food stamps.
Right.
So we want to make sure that all of our students who may be eligible are receiving those services.
So how do you keep it going?
That's a great question. Well,
now what?
The APLU grant that Luke mentioned is a cooperative opportunity grant.
So what does that mean?
It means that in order to get that grant, we had to connect with a lot of different partners so that it would be a sustainable program.
Okay.
So we have great partners in the Regional Food Bank, in the food pantries of the Capital District, St. Vincent's. We have many partners on campus, Sodexo, our food service provider. We have many departments who are asking us to put collection bins in. And we know that people love to give something, something tangible, something they can hold in their hands. But we always urge folks to consider monetary donations, because at the end of this month, we will be able to purchase from the Regional Food Bank at very drastically reduced prices. So we'll be able to provide much more for our students, faculty, and staff with dollars than with canned goods. But of course, we welcome both.
Right. We have a link on our site of how people can help and find out more information. And if you go to albany.edu and just look up Purple Pantry, you can find out how you can help as well. This is one of those things where you hope, you know, you wish you didn't need to put on campus, but obviously you do, which leads me to wonder, are there other things that need to be addressed as well, that's sort of on that laundry list when it comes to student services that need to be addressed?
Yeah, we have a ton of resources on campus that we need to make sure students are aware of and utilizing: our counseling services, our health services. I also administer a student emergency fund that is, we got another grant for, that's been a great help to students. Luke and I work together to help students who have off-campus tragedies like fires in their apartments and those sorts of things. We really are doing our best to wrap around our students and really make sure that they have what they need to persist in college and to graduate, because it's the graduation, it's getting that degree that's going to lift them up into a better standard of living.
Well, you can find out more information, as I mentioned, by going to albany.edu and just look up Purple Pantry, and they'll tell you more information on the program and also how you can help. Those links are on our website as well, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Sally, Luke, thank you very much for being with us and for sharing the great work that you're doing on campus. Congratulations and best of luck with it.
Thank you. And we'd also like to thank Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation for also helping us with our efforts.
Again, you can learn more at albany.edu. Those links posted on our website. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.